Hey guys, we are back. It's another week, and today I'm kind of excited about something new that I didn't even know existed, which I may be scared about. But we are going to be talking about biological age testing. Is that what it is?
Yeah, exactly. What that means is that, you know, we have a chronological age. So, you know, my age is, I'm 52. I'm just letting everyone know. Chronological age.
Yes.
But the age of my cells could be different from my chronological age.
Ooh,
I could be 45 or maybe I'm 60. So everyone is different based on what's happened to them, that their cells are either aging faster than their chronological age, or they're aging slower based on what they're doing. And so that's what we're trying to do in longevity medicine, is try to slow down the aging of these cells.
Wow. I mean, Sanjeev, do you know if somebody, let's say somebody follows a certain regime and mm-hmm. they do a complete lifestyle change,
mm-hmm.
is it possible that they can retest and there would be a different age given?
For sure. That's the whole. That's what we're trying to do.
Okay.
That's what we're doing in longevity medicine. We're trying to see if we can put together interventions that are going to slow down the aging. We haven't really been able to really reverse aging, theoretically. But for sure, you know, different lifestyles are associated with different rates of aging. So if somebody's smoking, for example, we should have a faster age,
right?
And they should be older than their, you know, chronological age.
Yeah, if you're polluting your body, you're full of stress.
For sure.
You're not
more
taking
inflammation.
Care of yourself.
All of this is happening.
Yeah, I get that. So I think we are reverse aging when you're adopting all of these hacks and everything.
I think it's definitely helping. It's definitely helping.
There's some positive manipulation there.
Yeah, and so I want to go a little bit into the science of how do they actually do this, and so what they do. It all started with the scientist that, this is one particular company. Again, there's many companies out there. I use this company. I love them. True Diagnostic, and we're going to have it on our website for people to purchase. But basically, they look at the, they basically took a little blood sample, very small blood sample, and they're able to look at different marks on your DNA, something like 800,000 marks on your DNA. Your DNA is composed of four nucleotides, and they're looking at between the C and G, there's whether or not that base pair has a what we call a methyl group. So it's a little extra little molecule that's added on. And what they found is that based on the pattern of how the DNA kind of gets marked, if you want to call it marked, they can tell you what your biologic age is. So for example, as we're getting older, the DNA is kind of getting worn. Like, it's kind of getting little marks put onto it.
It's like a fence.
It's kind of...
Or like a floor.
A floor. It's getting little scuff marks.
Yeah,
scuff marks. Yeah, exactly. If you want to call it that way, that's a good way of doing it. So there's little patterns. So there's certain areas where there's less scuff marks.
Yes.
Or if you want to call it less marks. And there's some place some extra marks happen. And that's a very predictable way of measuring age.
Okay.
And it's so these various clocks have come up to basically measure the biologic age and how it relates to disease. So they can almost predict that, you know...
if someone's going to have a certain predisposition for something?
For even a heart attack. Like, let's say, you know, some of the clocks look at, they can give you a certain age, and that's more predictive of you having a heart attack than a lower age. So this is an example. So there's you know, different types of clocks, and, you know, I think it's, again...
For whatever... this is testing for those markers...
Exactly.
...in the blood...
Mm-hmm.
That is basically going to spit out you have the blood of a 60-year-old or somebody in their 40s.
Yeah, and there's multiple different clocks. So it's not even like you're going to get multiple different ages. You're going to be able to see what's the exposure of alcohol on your DNA.
Oh, so it's not one, it's measuring a lot of different things.
A lot of different patterns. We can look at...
So you as a physician would have to, can it isolate certain things in the body that are saying, oh, this is what's, you need to address this or you need to take care of this?
Yeah, you can see smoking exposure on your DNA.
DNA.
And we're looking at this again, epigenetic, which means your DNA is not changing. What's changing is that the marks on top of the DNA, and that's why it's called epi, which means on top.
Epigenetics.
Okay. Epigenetics. So, and epigenetics is what is the marker, is what the process is of how we're able to change.
Isn't my DNA from when I'm born the same as when I'm dead?
Exactly.
The only difference is who's stepping on, who's marking
exactly,
it?
Exactly, okay, exactly. And what parts of the genes are being read?
Okay.
So what's happening in epigenetics is these marks, if there's a mark that goes on, what it might do is turn off certain genes off and on to be read. So it's just imagine that if your DNA is not just a straight line, like it's all crumpled up.
Oh, I see it.
It's all formed together by different proteins called histones. And so let's say if a methyl group gets put onto a particular part of the DNA, all of a sudden the protein structure changes, and now mRNA can come in and translate a gene that was never there, or turn off a gene that have access to a gene that was not able to before. So what?
Aging, gene cells die.
It's not that
they deteriorate.
The genes stay the exact same. It's just that how we're reading the genes changes. Like the book, the words are there. Just that some of the words may get, you can't read them anymore. Like the words,
it's like a 1920 newspaper.
Some of the words are gone,
and
some
there.
Yeah, they're like you yeah. can't. They're like yeah. faded out. So that's what's happening, and so it's pretty exciting. This field is really exciting because they can predict so many things now. We can predict your risk of diabetes and your risk of
obesity. Isn't just for optics and to say I have young blood. Like what's the use case for measuring your biological age?
I think right now it's very much about, hey, it can be like a wake up call.
Mm.
Like if you have a certain type of age and you're like your biological age is more than your chronological age,
then
you need to start thinking about some of these other hacks and getting your weight down improving your blood pressure and so on and so forth. So or
because
reducing
even,
your stress.
Even if it spit out that it said I was 51, I'd be upset. Because we're all trying to be, at least I'll speak for myself, I want to be 31, right? So
I mean, that's probably unlikely on this test.
I know.
To be completely honest, because it's amazing how it's how accurate it is and how people are just aging.
Yes.
There's no question. Everyone is aging, even on the outside, it's looking like you're not aging. You are aging at this stage.
It's epigenetics. It is analyzing your DNA.
Yeah.
So we can fake it, get our, Botox and all that kind of stuff. But this is going to tell the truth.
Yeah, I think what's also the other usefulness is that to track yourself over time. And so even if you get a number that, hey, you're 51 this year, and you put all this effort in, hopefully next year you're 50.
Okay.
That has happened.
I have seen that happen.
And so it's not out of the realm of possibility that you can improve those type of numbers. And you basically become, it's a better way than going to have your cholesterol checked, which sometimes doesn't change ever.
Right.
And then, but this is much more accurate in that way to kind of give you overall what's happening at the level of epigenetics.
That. So this is from True Diagnostic. It will be available soon.
Yeah, we're going to put it on the site so everyone can just order right off the site. And again, this is my go-to. I love the people at True Diagnostic. I think they're the most scientific-based test out there.
So are you going to tell us what your age is? Did it come back?
Oh yeah, I come back a bit, pretty much my age, but there's but there's some parts that are like they can also look at the speed of aging.
Okay.
And so that part luckily
was better.
Like I'm aging maybe slower than someone else.
Right.
Slower than the average.
Okay.
And I think that's the important thing is that you can't control what's in the past.
Sure.
All you can control is like now.
Moving forward.
Like how
changing
much,
the habits.
How fast are you aging now? We want to slow that down.
Right, because if it said that, wow, you are this age and you are aging at a faster speed than someone who's taking better care of themselves, it is a good eye-opener.
Yeah.
All right, if you're ready for a rude awakening. Actually, this is super great. Guys, if you are enjoying this content, please hit the like button, subscribe, more importantly, share. We'd love to hear your comments and we'd love to hear your questions so that each week we can bring something new for you that'll help you live longer and happier. So we'll see you next week.
Take care. Bye.